Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Clear for Takeoff here at Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And today, my friends, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're focused today on the readings, the Easter Sunday readings, at the conclusion of 6 weeks of Lent. And the life, death, and resurrection of Christ is what we're really focusing on today. So let's begin with our checklist, as we always do. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free at this time of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, my friends, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 and 37 to 43. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Acts today, my friends, we see the word from the apostles, who walked with Christ, who ate with Christ, who talked to him, who listened to him, who spent quality time getting to know him, to understand him, and to have just a little bit of time with him before he died. In the first reading, we see that Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And we're focusing here, my friends, on the life of Christ, all the good that he did. And here John is talking about, you know, the incredible miracles that our Lord did to help people, those oppressed by the devil, to make the blind see, to the lame walk, to feed the hungry, to do whatever he could to bring the peace to everyone he encountered, which is powerful. So we focus on the life of Christ at this moment in this reading from the Acts of the Apostle. And as we go forward in the Word tells us that they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. The passion death of Christ, the greatest beating of all mankind. And the Lord did it all for us. And it was part of the Father's plan for salvation, that his Son would suffer for us, would save us and forgive us of our sins, giving us access to eternal life through our belief in Christ. And it's powerful. And the Word goes on to talk about the resurrection of Christ, that this man God raised on the third day and granted that he be made visible, not to all people, but to the apostles, to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And this is powerful, my friends, as we celebrate Easter Sunday and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We acknowledge the wounds of Christ, and before that, the life of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So powerful an event that world time is based on this event. And although there were those people out there who do not believe, you and I, my friends, believe. And God calls us to a relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ. For one reason, to live a good life. And then to have access to eternal life with him and our Father in heaven. And the Word goes on to say he commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as the judge of the living and the dead. So God commissioned us to preach, the Word says, that the apostles were given that authority to preach the Word of God. The story, and it's an old story, 2,000 years old, that goes on and on and on, because it's a great story about the Son of God and how much our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ loved us to go through this event, again, that world time is based on. And so we acknowledge and we ask the question, my friends, are you and I preaching to the people? Are we testifying to what happened? Or do we put it aside, ignore it? Do we give the respect and reverence to God that is due? Can we raise the standard? Or do we accept the status quo? Can we raise the standard as we preach the Word? And here, my friends, at Holy Spirit Radio, where we are commissioned, like the apostles, to preach the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Since March 19th, 1999, St. Joseph's Day, we too have that obligation. We have that commission, but more than that, we have a great desire to please God and to continue delivering the great message that God calls us to deliver about this wonderful story of generosity of heart by God for his children throughout the history of mankind. As we said earlier, it's an old story, over 2,000 years old, that gets told every year again and again and again. And we do it out of respect for God, out of love for God, reverence for our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, from the voice of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And here, my friends, in the book of Colossians, St. Paul asks us the question, my friends, are we seeking heaven or earth? He tells us and reminds us of what's important. He says, if then you were raised in Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. My friends, what are you and I seeking today? What is most important? What is it that you and I are striving for with passion, zeal, and enthusiasm? Is it earthly things, or is it heavenly things? Think about it, my friends. What are we striving for? God says in the book of Matthew, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened for you. Again, are we focused on what Jesus is leading us to? Or are we doing things our way, ignoring what has just been given to us as a guide, as a pathway to heaven? Are we focused on heaven or earthly things? Let's look at ourselves objectively in the 168, my friends, the total time available in a 7-day week. Are we focused on heavenly things, or are we sold out for earthly things? Is that our only focus? How much time are we given to God each and every day, each and every week? What are we doing for God? Are we working to please God or just please ourselves? How much materialism can one person take? Should we not take a look at ourselves objectively and once again raise the standard and try to give God some more quality time, greater respect, deeper reverence? What more can we do to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior? What adjustments, my friends, do you and I need to make? What changes do we need to make so that we're seeking what is above, as St. Paul asks us to do, versus what is here on earth only? What changes do you and I need to make? Are they character changes? Are they people who surround us as friends or even family? Are there changes to be made today? Why put off till tomorrow what we can do today? God calls us to make changes and to get on board with what he is asking us to do. So what are you striving for? What are you seeking, my friends? Are you seeking the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you engaged in the Word of God? Once again, is your heart open to God, or is it just closed and open on Sundays for 1 hour a week, making God an obligation versus a high priority, number one on the priority list? Have we submitted to God? Do we have the humility to get on our knees? The humility to say that Jesus Christ is Lord? Do we want to do it? Are we embarrassed to do it? Or are we openly, lovingly sharing the faith as God calls us to do it? To preach the word of God like the apostles. He commissioned the apostles to preach to the people. And are we doing that in our circles, in our family life, in our educational schools, in our churches, outside the mass? What is the quality of the meeting that we are partaking in? Can we raise the standards, my friends, once again, to where we ensure that we are focused on what is above versus earthly things? Again, St. Paul reminds us that what is above is important, and this is where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Isn't that where we want to be, my friends, in the presence of our Lord Jesus and his Father in heaven? And this is important. So what changes do you need to make? Are you being impacted in a negative way, an ungodly way at work, or in your family, in your friendships? What can you do to change those negative impacts? What can you do, my friends? Right now is the time. It's Easter weekend. We celebrate Resurrection Day, and we acknowledge the wounds of Christ and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So powerful an event that world time is based on that. And the Lord today, Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday, always brings the good out of the bad. Hence, we have Good Friday, identifying the good that God did for humanity. And we look forward to all good things which come from God occurring, because God is good all the time. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends. From the book of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. And here it is. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and he believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John, my friends, we see Mary of Magdala, Simon Peter, and other disciples identified through name. And that Mary of Magdala was concerned about Jesus. Peter ran to the tomb with the other disciples, also concerned about Jesus. And Peter, who had denied Jesus three times, out of fear of being killed for association with him, okay, is now concerned once again about the life of Jesus Christ. And so he enters the tomb and he sees the burial cloths rolled up in a ball. And this is important here, my friends, because they saw the stone removed. They saw the burial cloths rolled up in a separate place. They saw the Lord beaten to a pulp. They saw him carry his cross and fall three times on the way to Calvary. They saw him nailed to the cross. And the word goes on to say, the other disciple saw and he believed. What do you believe today, my friends? Are you a believer in Jesus Christ and the story that's been told for 2,000 years? Or is it something that you don't believe? Are you one of the atheists or agnostics out there? Or one of the non-practicing Catholics or Christians out there who are in need of change, a refocus, like binoculars that are out of focus? Do we need to refocus our faith, make changes, make adjustments? Are we looking down versus looking up at God? What changes do you and I, my friends, need to make with regard to our faith journey, our spiritual health? Are we stagnating, regressing, or increasing in faith? This weekend we focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, known throughout the world. And this is a special time to humble ourselves, to make adjustments, to get closer to our Lord, and not to push him away, but to get closer to our Lord. And you know, when someone is injured, someone is hurt, someone is wounded, someone goes to the hospital, people normally go to see that person, to pay respect, to see how they're feeling. How are you doing? How are you feeling? I'm so sorry for what happened to you. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe it was something intentional. But people go to him. And I want you to think about the wounds of Christ, my friends, and all that Jesus did. And how the Lord himself did not have to do it, because he is the Son of God. He did not have to do it. He did it to please our Father in heaven, to give all of us, you and I, brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us, a pathway to eternal life, a pathway to heaven. And this is important, that you and I take the time to check ourselves and to acknowledge the wounds that were inflicted on our Lord, and how the Lord brings good out of bad from Good Friday through Easter Sunday, from his death to his resurrection. And he does it as a faith increaser, to increase the faith of the apostles, first and foremost, who have to preach the gospel, tell the story, get the word out, bring the message with zeal and enthusiasm, with great love, with a consistent approach, time and time and time again. And once again, Peter, who denied him three times, steps up finally
after his faith has been increased through the resurrection of Christ, becomes the first pope within the church, the Roman Catholic Church, to lead the church in the right direction, as God said to do to all the apostles. He said, go into the whole world and bring the good news, the message of the gospel. And God tells us to do the same. And right here, my friends, at Holy Spirit Radio, that is our mission, to bring the message of good news. What is the good news, my friends? The good news is that Christ has overcome death and sin for us, giving us access to eternal life with our Father in heaven. Are you bringing good news to the table on Sunday, my friends? As you sit down to the family meal, are you bringing the good news with zeal and enthusiasm, with great passion, with great belief in the story? Or is it something that goes unsaid at the dinner table and makes you feel uncomfortable? This weekend, my friends, I challenge you to bring the good news with great love into the hearts and minds of your family members, of your relatives, your children, the people who are attending the meal with you. I encourage you and challenge you to raise the standard, to change the conversation, to include our Blessed Mother Mary and all that she did in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I encourage you, my friends, to focus the family on the faith and what lies ahead for us in eternal life, and to not get lost in conversation in things that are not as meaningful, not as joyful, because the world is full of things that can impact us, can impact our hearts and minds in a negative way. So this weekend, Easter weekend, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, I challenge you to lift people up and to be an apostle for our Lord Jesus Christ by bringing the love of God to each and every member at the dinner table and each and every home that you go into. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Joe Montone, your host. I appreciate you tuning in with us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day. God bless you and happy Easter.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.